A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 40. After their adventures on Endor and Ando Prime, the crew of the Tin Sparrow were called back to Nel Hutta to meet with Verbok and his mysterious guest, Desol Bromley. Tasked with traveling to Alderaan, boarding a train, and stealing a statue called the Infant of Shaa, the crew heads out on their next mission.
You guys take the big ship and you go to Alderaan. Once again, I would say you probably leave the ship up in orbit.
Yeah.
And take the Tin Sparrow down.
Actually, instead of PN-15, I'm going to get one of my employees on the big ship to fly the Tin Sparrow for us down there.
Okay.
Just a better pilot than PN-15.
So the new pilot shows up to take his spot, and he's just like, seriously? I was really excited to be a little bit a part of this mission because you guys have kind of basically forgotten I fucking exist.
Can he come along now?
Now it's not me replacing you.
You guys didn't even bring Linkby. He's still a fucking coat rack back at the goddamn factory.
He's protecting Thorbin.
Hey, can PN come now?
He's protecting Thorbin.
Yeah, he's useful.
Can PN come now?
And I imagine doing bounties.
Wow. Shit. Can we bring PN now that he isn't doing anything?
Can we bring... Yes, I mean, fine.
He can carry my extra bags of explosives.
He can do what he wants.
PN, you want to come?
He's his own droid.
I just don't think he would make the best pilot if something went wrong.
Do you want to come with us?
Sure. All right, so you guys have landed the Tin Sparrow on Alderaan. You guys have landed in Thule City, which is where the train is departing from.
Mm-hmm.
In the spaceport there, there's also the, like, train station, essentially. Like, it's all one hub in this. Because this is a pretty small town, even though it's called Thule City, because it is, like, the home city area of House Thule. So it's really, like, how the planet kind of works is that these huge houses kind of govern their little areas. So there's some town, like, around it and stuff. But you can see it's pretty small overall. At least in comparison to where you've been, like, Coruscant and Narshal with these giant cities and whatnot.
The House of Thule is just transporting it to like a larger building area that's going to get put up in like, it's like a museum thing.
It is going from Thule City to the city of, I think it's Aldera. It's the capital city of Aldera. And there's the University of Aldera there. And it is going up for display as like, essentially like a museum sort of exhibit.
Is the infant a historical figure? I'm going to ask around and see if anybody knows how they got it. It's a 20. Gather information.
To gather information? Who are you talking to?
I was just going to ask around just where we are, like at the train station and stuff. Just see if people know about it. Is that something that people know about? Like that there's this, that the shipment is happening?
Yes.
Or is it also just a...
They know about it because, again, they're in Thule City. So a lot of these people are somehow connected to this family. And they do know about this big shipment that's happening because, again, it's going on display at the university. So it's pretty well known that this huge private collection of paintings and artifacts is going to be on exhibit in this.
I'm going to go buy 6 tickets.
Okay.
And ask the person, like...
Who? 6 for the train?
PN-15 was here, yeah.
So you go to the ticket counter to buy the tickets.
Yeah.
And there's a female human behind the counter.
Hi. Hail Momet.
Okay. Sure.
I need 6 tickets for this next train going out.
Okay, let's see. I have got 5 tickets. Where are all of the passengers at? Because we've got a... Are they all with you?
Do you need them?
This is a packed train, so we just got to make sure we're not going to have an empty seat or something. So we just...
Okay, then I slide 1,000 credits over and ask for 6 tickets.
She pushes them back.
Okay. Then I get two. Like,
she pushes it back.
Okay.
Damn, she's playing hardball.
Yeah.
I just want to verify that they're all here and you're not just buying six tickets.
They're right there. I just didn't want them. They're just talking over there. I'm waving. I was going to get the tickets.
Oh, okay.
Hey, wave at me, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
You have a droid with you. Okay. Good news. Droids ride for free.
Nice. They're like children.
And then at that point, through your comms, you hear,
"Hey, where did everybody go? You guys all left me behind.
Who's this old man in my ear?"
Forgot about old red man.
I've been meditating. Last I saw, we were on Ando Prime.
Have you been meditating for a week and a half?
Have you learned anything?
I left you some crackers on your bed.
I ate them.
I'll stay. I'll stay on the big ship. There's no point in me coming down now.
Hey, can you fly? Do you know how to fly a ship?
No.
So again, the lady says, like,
"You're in luck. You only need to buy 5 tickets because droids ride free with their masters. Because they can just stand in a corner. They don't need beds. They don't need all this stuff. So I'm just going to let you know the tickets that we have available, because again, this is a booked train. We have 2 tickets that are together in coach, and that'll be located in car 14. Those are going to be 1,500 credits apiece. We have a first class ticket in car 4, which is 4 and 5, because you also have a sleeper car. Those are going to be 5,000 credits apiece. Ugh. Then we have another first class car that has a seat available, and that's in a prime location on the ship, and that is 10,000 credits for that ticket.
I think I'll take both of those first class and then the 3 coach.
Okay.
That are like everywhere.
Yeah.
The other coach ticket is in car 2, and it's a little shitty. It's because it's right at the front of the train, so it's right next to the engine room, so it's pretty loud in there. It's 500 credits.
So you have 2 at 1,500, so that'll be about 3,000 total for those 2 tickets. You have 5,000 for one of the first class, 10,000 for another first class, and then 500. So 18,500
total. It's like nothing.
While she's like typing up or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I was hearing there's some like artifacts or something going to this university.
Oh yeah,
I was going to check out that university.
Yeah, it's actually on the train that you'll be on. They'll be shipping it.
That's cool. What are they? Do you know what's on there? Because I'm actually heading to this university to check out some stuff. Like, yeah, give a lecture and just check it out because I'm from Coruscant University and just checking them all out.
Ooh. I don't really know a whole lot about what's in it because they've kind of kept their whole, like, collection of stuff private.
Oh, that's fair.
I do know that it's a lot of paintings and some artifacts from both Alderaan and other planets. You know, stuff from millennia ago. I don't know. It's kind of boring to me, so I'm not super interested in whatever they've got.
That's fair. Do you know anyone who knows about that stuff?
If you have more questions about it, I'll let you know that Esther Thule is going to be on the train.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. You bought one of the tickets, so it's on the same in the same car that she's in.
Okay. I imagine she will know quite a bit about it.
Yeah, so you could, you know, I'm not saying you should go, you know, I'm not. Just don't let this come back to me that I told you to go talk to her. You know how it is. Like, I don't want her to feel like...
Yeah, I'm not going to try and harass her.
Yeah,
exactly. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Yeah, I don't want there to be like, well, I said that you told him to go talk to him.
Sort of. My cousin's a celebrity. I know how that goes.
She hands you over the tickets and all that fun stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. She's like...
You got about maybe 20 minutes or so before the train leaves, so...
All right. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go back over to the group. Hand everybody their tickets.
All right, who's going where?
I just start handing them out. I take the 5,000 one, yeah.
The 10,000 one.
The 10,000 one. And then I just start hanging them out.
So as you can see on the map, there is your train. Right in front of Jer is the engine room, and over by Daniel is the caboose. So that's how it's laid out. It goes, you know, 3 cars, 3 cars, 3 cars, you know, all those, the 5 rows. Okay? So, chub rub. So you got the $500 one. That's car 2. That is the one with all the circles right there. Those are all the seats. Kale got the second first class ticket. He is in 4, which is right there, right in front of you. That is the first class, like, lounge thing. There's only, like, 6 people in each first class. Maybe more than that. 1, 2, 4, 6. Okay, there's 10. Sorry. The next car over, Kale, is your sleeper car.
Hell yes.
So one of those little rooms it's got a little bed and a little, like, refresher toilet situation. Who got the 2 tickets in the same car? Jaren Sawbone?
Sawbone and Mark.
All right, you guys are in coach. So it's the one, it's 14, number 14. Yeah, it's the one with all the circles again. And then Ross, Willie Rowe, is in the one that's right in front of you. Yeah, that one and the one right in front of it is your sleeper car. Number three, car three and car 13, which I think Kale's stuff is on.
Restaurants?
That is your dining car that everyone has access to, both first class and coach. There's a bar. There's a number of tables. Behind the bar is like a little tiny little kitchen sort of thing where they do quick meals, you know, something, or reheat stuff, you know, as they would like on a plane, essentially. So before you guys get on the train, you guys just split up your tickets, and now you all know where you're sitting. So before you get on the train, as the crowd parts in front of you, as people are coming and going, getting ready to get on the train, a human male approaches you. Will you please roll perception checks?
29.
Okay.
19.
Oof.
29.
Oof.
30.
30? Okay.
30.
Nice. All right, so Sawbone and Mark, they recognize this guy, but they can't quite place where they've seen him before. And he approaches you all, and he says, you again.
Where have we seen you?
I think I dreamt
about you. Malastare, I'm the one that gave you the assignment, the bounty hunt. I see that you won the great hunt. I'm the one.
Yes.
Agent JJ Hawk? Agent JJ Hawk, we met.
You don't remember me?
That's fine.
What up, bro?
I'd like to let everyone know that Chubrub is wearing a hat that adds like 4 feet in height to him. So the top of his cowboy hat is about where like Sawbone's armor stops.
Where and when did you print that out?
I ordered it on Spamazon.
On our 3D printer.
I know, Spamazon, man.
Yeah, he ordered it on Spamazon earlier.
So, what are you doing here?
It's not your business what we're doing.
We're just traveling.
I mean, we're just training.
Looking at the sights and the seas.
Well, I mean, last time I saw you all, I was handing you a bounty for the great hunt, and I just want to make sure that you're not here to kill anybody.
I don't think so.
I'm here acting as a marshal on the train. Because obviously there's stuff being transported on this ship. And I'm just here to make sure that no pirates come and steal anything from it.
Yeah, we're here to protect things, too. That's actually our bounty.
Interesting. Who put out the bounty?
You don't need to worry about that.
I work for Mrs. Thule. I haven't heard about her putting out any bounties or asking for any personnel.
I mean, that's the point of having plain clothes, because people don't know about it.
There's like 22 guards on this train. And it's armored, and it also has turrets, so I don't really understand why anyone would hire you all. But we got a tip that there were some pirates that were going to come try to steal things off this ship.
Well, we're not pirates.
I know, but your bounties, and again, we have a high-profile person on the thing.
He's a bounty
hunter. Sure.
We just do the things.
We do the things.
We just like trains. I'm a pharaoequinologist. I don't think I've ever talked about this, but I'm a pharaoequinologist.
You're a what?
A pharaoequinologist.
What the fuck is that?
A train enthusiast.
Oh. Huh. All right. Nerd, but okay. So if you guys aren't here to kill anybody and you're working to protect the stuff, you know, obviously keep an eye out for anybody that may be, you know, trying to steal stuff. Any suspicious individuals.
Hey, to better protect the stuff, where is the stuff?
It's in the train. And he points, and you guys can see right in the center of the train, it is clearly more armored than the rest of it.
It's a Brink
like
car.
It's like a Brink car, exactly. And there's turrets on top. And the two cars on either side of it are also armored and also have turrets on them. So he points to the train behind him, and he's like, yeah, that's the two on either side are the security rooms, and all of our stuff's in there. So that's what we're protecting. If at any point you guys feel that like you need to sound the alarm, in both rooms there's a computer terminal where you just hit a button and it sounds the alarm. If for whatever reason, we need to turn the alarm and stuff off. If you have to hit both of them at the same time. Otherwise, it'll sit down alarm and it'll call in reinforcements. You, with your hand up?
Yes. Hi. Mark and Obi again. Quick question.
Sure.
Let's just say, like, we need to back you up or something.
Sure.
Like, there's, you know, if we have to fend people off, like, how many actual security guards do you have in each car? Just so that way we know what's happening.
You'll see them.
Do you have a name on a sheets, you know?
Nope. I'm not necessarily working with them. I'm just a plainclothes marshal.
Cool.
All right, Marshal. Well, we'll catch you later.
All aboard!
So at that point, you guys get on the train in your respected areas.
Keep your eyes open. See where all the guards are. See if you can tell if there's a way to get into those security cars. I'm right next to one, so.
I kind of want to try and put, like, a limpet mine or something on the connector from the front car.
Don't do that. So we can't let anybody die, or this train has to get to its destination.
Oh, the train has to get to the destination?
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, just destroy the connector from the front engine to the rest of the train. Just slow the train down.
I mean, there's no reason for all the people who aren't the statue to be harmed in any way.
Oh, no, just the connecting
pin. Yeah, but then they're not going to be able to get to the place. I just want to keep the train moving. Get the statue and fly out of here.
For sure.
Or go buy it. I'm going to go try and buy it.
They're going to say no.
They are going to say no, but I'm going to do it.
For the sake of story.
Yeah, because it's what I do.
All right, so as you board the train, Willie, you can see that there are two guards stationed at either, like, entrance.
Hello, Matt, gents.
They don't say anything. They don't even give you an okay, sure.
Holy shit.
Rude bastards.
Let me get some people out for you.
Are they humans? Is everybody human?
Pretty much.
That's very Alderaan. They're very much humans.
You can see that she is lounging on one of the, like, couches there, sitting by herself. She's got a data pad out, and she is, like, reading, obviously, something. Right now, she's the only person on the train. It's just now you and her. Some other people are filing in behind you, but there is no one else aboard when you get on.
Okay, I'll walk up. Hello, Mehmet.
Okay, so?
How are you doing? I guess we're on this cart together, or this train together.
Yep, and there's a lot of other open seats.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Have a pleasant conversation, but I guess I'll just, sit on the couch behind me.
Yeah, there's booth seats, and there's a table in between.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's two of the one on either side, and then there's just some, like, individual seats towards the back of that car. But yeah, there's two couches facing each other, and then there's those two booths, and then those open seats. Just so you know what all that fucking means on the map. So you're gonna go sit in the booth.
I've heard a lot about your collection.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, a piece called The Infinite Shaw. A professor of mine at the university on Coruscant told me about it. I was actually coming riding this train to the university to check it out once it's there. But would you sell it to me?
Excuse me.
Yes?
Why would I don't even know your name and you expect me to sell something to you?
I'm Willie Roma.
Okay. So,
do you want to sell it to me?
I don't want to sell it at all. No. All
right. Had to try.
Okay.
And she goes back to reading.
Just continue sitting.
Sawbone and Marky, you guys get onto your train. All the circles on there, I just didn't feel like drawing out seats because I'm lazy, but those are two-seaters, kind of like a train. Yeah. And so there's two seats on...
Seats for every circle?
Two seats for every circle, exactly.
Okay.
So it's like rows of seats and decent amount of room because, again, these trains and stuff are meant for, like, long travels and stuff. So even though you got shitty seats, they're not necessarily uncomfortable for that amount of time. So what are y'all doing?
All right. So besides the people in the cart, were there guards in our cart?
No.
There's not, like, any feeling I could get from, like, perceiving. I could kind of roll perception to see if I perceive anything in the cart. Is there anyone in the cart that could be?
You can roll a perception check, man.
Dubious.
While he's doing that, I've taken out my data pad where I've got Rate a Train app open. Mm-hmm. And I sat in my seat. I'm starting to mark it.
Rate a train.
Rate a train?
Yeah.
Rate my train.
Rate my train. And rate my professor. So I'm just the seat. Give it an 8.
Okay.
Perception was a 30.
30? Yeah, you don't see nothing. Okay. It's just a bunch of random people.
Cool.
Trebrub's going to pull one of the, like, 15 sacks of meat he has in his pockets out and just start munching loudly and noisily.
Kill... By yourself.
By myself.
What are you doing?
I'm telling everybody or anybody who's listening. I'm probably just talking out out to people. No one's really paying attention, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Just telling them about my last races, how crazy it was. And
uh-huh. You've got really there's a couple people that are interested in listening, and one person has recognized you, and they ask you to sign their ticket, train ticket.
I signed both their tickets.
The person's like, I didn't ask for this.
I signed his forehead.
I definitely didn't ask for this. Why? Chubrub, real quick, will you give me a perception check?
27.
A human male walks by. You recognize him, but you can't quite place him.
Does he smell familiar?
Yeah, like you've maybe talked to him 15 minutes ago.
Oh, hey, bro.
Don't
don't talk to me. I'm undercover. And he goes and sits down a couple rows behind you.
That's a real good idea.
I had a little like service thing. I want a blanket too.
A droid rolls out.
Yeah, now I'm undercover too.
And I get real comfy and snug in my bed.
Aww, cute little guy.
A chair.
Yeah, tip my little hat down, covers my eyes, but it's still like 3 feet tall, so it's just giant.
Yeah. All right, and after everyone gets boarded on the train, you guys take off.
Everyone's data pads go off, and it's just a picture of me with my group in the front train flipping the bird and sipping champagne.
I know you meant everybody, like them, but I assume that everybody on the train. Everybody on the train. Hey, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. It is May 4th weekend, so may the 4th be with you. I'm so glad I got this episode out on time. This isn't exactly the plan I had for the episode. Originally, we were going to finish the train mission and then do some, like, cleaning up, you know, finishing up things, tying up some storylines, and before moving on to the next stuff. But because I wanted to have this out for this weekend, and because Caleb needs a little bit more time on his episode, yeah, I'm throwing him under the bus again. Because that's what I do. We decided to, yeah, you know, kind of end on a little bit of a cliffhanger. You know, I mean, you'll get there. You'll see. It's awesome. And then, you know, we'll wrap it up and do the, like, the other stuff that needs to get done in the next episode. And then hopefully by then, not long after, Caleb will have his episode done. And then it'll be awesome. So, anyways, happy May 4th. I hope you guys get to watch a lot of Star Wars movies and maybe play some Star Wars role-playing game with some friends. Maybe go play some Knights of the Old Republic, you know, on your Xbox or your PC or whatever it's on. You know, it's a great weekend to celebrate. In fact, you know, we'll be celebrating this weekend. We're going to be at Fan Expo Dallas. This is the weekend of May 3rd through the 5th in Dallas, Texas. So, you know, if you're there, come find us. Sawbone will be there. Space Jesus will be there. I'll be there. And Mark and Obi will be there. Along with, like, people from every show on the 8-Bit Geek. We have Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives will be there. Brainberry Tarts will be there. 8-Bit Geek will be there. And then again, you'll have your Saga Boys as well. Also this weekend, I am happy to announce that we have launched our own Patreon. Patreon.com/8BitSaga. Yep. You can now support the show by itself and not the network if you so choose. Obviously, we recommend, you know, also to go check out 8-Bit Geek. That whole page, you know, because then, you know, you're supporting the whole network. But if you are just like, nah, I only care about you space boys, then go check us out, 8-Bit Saga on Patreon. The tiers are very similar to how we have this set up over on 8-Bit Geek. For $1 a month, you know, you get our thanks. Thank you for supporting the show. For $5, you get the webcomic and the extended episodes, right? And then for $10, we have some cool stuff that we're going to do there. You're going to get some behind-the-scenes stuff of the comic that Shannon's working on. You know, we're going to post the sketches that she sends me every week. She doesn't know that yet. Shannon, I'm going to post those sketches. So, there you go. And we're also working on a new show called Monster of the Week. Well, it's not necessarily called Monster of the Week. It's based on the Monster of the Week mechanics, this game type. I think it's called Monster of the Week. That's what we've been calling it. But that is what we're working on, and that will be a Patreon exclusive, or at least a Patreon timed exclusive, at $10 a month. Hopefully we'll get that started this summer, and you'll hear some of the Saga Boys, you'll hear some new people. It's going to be great. So again, patreon.com/8BitSaga, and if you want to support the network, go to patreon.com/8BitGeek. If you're wondering what we're going to use this money for, it's going to go towards paying Shannon for the comic, as well as like using that money to get the comic book printed eventually, right? And we're also going to use that money to buy the music and the sound effects that you hear. Right now, you know, I pay for a lot of it out of pocket, and then I normally will get reimbursed later from 8-Bit Geek. But, you know, we just cut them out, right? Like, you guys just, you support me and us, and it goes directly back in the show, and I don't have to worry about, you know, sending in receipts to 8-Bit Geek to get paid back, right? It's just one less step, right? Y'all don't care. Y'all don't care at all. If you like this show, make sure you go check out the other shows on the network, like 8-Bit Geek, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. Go check them all out. You'll love them. Go check out our Discord. You can find a link to that over on our website at the8bitgeek.com.
We do community events every like weekend. We play video games, whether it be golf with friends or like the Jackbox games. What else are a lot of people playing right now? Apex Legends. I think people were playing for a while. I don't really know. Cards Against Humanity, all that fun stuff. So go check that out. You can also check out our Threadless store, 8bitgeek.threadless.com, for your shirts and your stickers and the things like that. Again, that helps support the show and the network, depending on, you know, which shirt you buy. You can find us on Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek. You can find us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. And if you use the 8-Bit Saga hashtag, we name a character after you. This week is a returning character, JJ Hawk. Agent JJ Hawk is named after JJ Hawk. So thank you so much, JJ, for tweeting about the show. And I hope that you're excited to hear your character come back. It's always fun to have like these reoccurring characters. It's a lot of fun to kind of have this like, you know, kind of connected universe. Anyways, I think that's really about it. Go check out the new Patreon. Go check out the old Patreon. Go check out other shows. Go check out our store. Go check out our website. Go check out our Discord. I think that's it. Happy May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Let's get back to the show. I think that's it. If I forgot anything, I'm sorry. Let's do this. You guys have not, as far as I can tell, devised any sort of plan for what you're going to fucking do.
I don't know how we're...
We got this.
You guys, surely you're not going to talk about this over comms, because that would probably be pretty stupid, because you're surrounded by people, with the exception of those in first class who are only surrounded by 10 people. So let's say that week that you traveled, you guys devised a plan. Please tell me, discuss what the fuck you're going to do. Figure it out.
All right. So I've got this whole gum hand situation thing going on.
That's true.
Call back. Where I'm gonna climb up the side.
What are you talking about?
You missed that?
You missed that?
Yeah.
Probably. Gum hands?
Gum hands. I ordered a ton of gum. I've been chewing it. I put it on my hands so I can stick to the side of the train.
Okay.
That seems attractive.
When did you order a bunch of gum?
What's that?
When?
During the planning stage.
During the planning.
While you were traveling?
We had a week. Before. You said we had a week to plan this.
As you're moving through space.
So, anywho.
Space gun.
Space gun.
How do you think they're going to get it to us?
They're not going to meet you somewhere. That's not how it works.
You have a GPS. Turn it on. Here's my address.
God damn it.
That's not how it works.
There's no hyperspace radar yet.
All right, so.
There's no hyperspace radar yet.
So I've got the gum, and I'm going up the side of the train. I get to the top, okay? I hook a rope on me, like Mission Impossible. I use my lightsaber to make a hole in the top, okay?
Shit.
I drop down.
Of course.
Drop down in.
Aren't there turrets on the...
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
Willie is holding on to the rope because he's the
Mistake
strongest.
Mistake number one.
Yeah, the strongest. I immediately let go.
I grab statue while fools are like, oh, not looking. Pull it back up. Ship gone. Done.
Ship Boom. Gone.
Roasted.
The problem with that.
How's that plan, guys?
Let's.
I'm for it.
That was a montage, and it played out for everybody on a screen. Everybody knows what's going on, kind of like in the Ocean's 11 movie.
Sure. Yeah, and that's like Shaun of the Dead or something, where they're like running through their plan, and then it comes back, and,
and
you guys are all sitting
like
around.
That. And so then I'm just staring at everybody after that whole plan has gone through. Yeah?
I see one issue with the end, multiple with everything else.
What's that?
One part, I think that we should try and get the statue on the Tin Sparrow, but keep us on the ship until we get to the ship, the train.
So no one suspected it.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good plan.
Because I already in the future told that chick my name.
Dude. Yeah, that's a good plan.
Have we ruled out blowing it the fuck up?
Yes. Yes.
Not this time.
They're human guards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we mind twick the guards.
Hack the doors.
I can do that. Hack the doors, bada bim, bada boom.
Let's do it.
Are the turrets controlled by those stations as well?
Yeah. They're automatic turrets.
Are they on the top?
They'll fire at any incoming ship. There's a no-fly zone right now.
What
over
if it,
this.
What if it comes?
So we could also just get in
all shut
they
it down.
Said
you
could disable the security by pressing the button at the same time.
Yeah, but what if we make it to the, another section of the train? Is it going to shoot it? The turret going to go off no matter where anyone lands? Okay.
Does Dessel know how big the statue is?
Yeah, how big is this thing?
It's like a statuette?
Yeah, it's like a statuette.
Okay. How big are your bags?
I have a like 30-gallon hat on.
Ooh. Oh, shit. We could
put it under his hat.
He's got a hat that's as tall as he is.
Okay.
You did say that, so yes, you could.
How heavy is this fucking statue?
While we're on the week, let's use Kale's sewing machine.
Wait, listen.
So let's use Kale's sewing machine to create a compartment inside of that hat.
I'm on it.
Roll for it.
I'm going to roll to assist.
It's a 15.
Okay.
It's a shit fuck.
You do it, but if anyone looks into the hat, they're going to see that there's very clearly...
a secret compartment.
A secret compartment.
It doesn't help that I...
It's like the wrong color.
Secret compartment.
Yeah, in perfect script. It looks really nice. Okay, so he put a secret compartment in the hat, but again, if it's ever scrutinized in any way, they'll know that there's a very clearly
let's make
secret.
It better.
I love it.
Let's make it better.
Yeah, we got time.
Yeah, you got a week.
I like that this is the plan better. That we're going with.
We'll find some materials and see if I can find, like, just some cloth of some kind.
Yeah, there's probably
just,
cloth.
Just make a compartment so that it can fit up in there and then be closed off from the bottom.
Yeah.
Like a rabbit.
Yeah. He shows you the first one, and he's like, hey, look what I did.
I just, like, I put a statue in there.
You're like,
we got
this,
a statue, right?
You're like, this looks terrible.
Oh, that's...
Well, I would probably put something in there and then be like, hey, you can see through this. Can you do better?
The logical side makes complete sense to Kale, but he still hurts.
So then you go and you find the cloth and stuff,
yeah.
And you give it to him, and he rolled a 24. And so, yeah, it is passable.
I'm going to find something to put in the spot and see if it fits in everything, and then put it on his head to see how your neck handles weight like that. Can you walk normally?
I can use the force to balance it.
Okay. So you can, like, act normally if you have that on your head?
My use the force check is a plus 23 now.
For sure.
So
then that part of the plan seems good.
If this
enough.
Is the plan we're going with, I think we'll be all right.
Seems good enough.
Okay.
Just make sure no one takes off your hat.
So let me get this straight. The plan is, put it under a hat.
How do we get it in
there? Shut down security.
Mind trick. Mind trick. Shut down security. Get in there. Do the thing.
When you guys get the new information from JJ Hawk and stuff, you guys discreetly make the updates to the plan as far as hitting the buttons at the same time and all that fun stuff.
What do y'all think about mind tricking JJ Hawk to think that the pirates are going after the statue and that it's better on him or with us?
Hey, chum.
Yo.
Mind trick JJ.
How long is this train ride one more time?
22 hours from point A to point B.
When are we trying to do this?
I think maybe halfway. Maybe like yeah.
So
like
it's been
halfway
through the day.
Okay. So at this point it's now nighttime. So there's a lot of people that have already returned. If they're in like a sleeper car, they're in their sleeper cars. There's a couple of people at the bar in the dining cars. And then those that are in the coach class are obviously just either like a sleeper, just sitting in their chairs doing whatever.
All right, so 11 hours in, I'm going to grab JJ.
You're going to give me a perception check.
All right, that's a 1.
You don't see him.
Hey, guys, I don't see a dude.
I'm going to shake my head, wake up a little bit, and sniff the air. Yeah, that's an 18.
Right, yeah, no, you still don't see him.
I guess I'm blind, you guys.
You should probably go splash some water on your face or something. Wake up, man.
I slap myself in the face with my own, like, meat bag. And then, like, eat a bite. Gross. And then I...
Sorry.
Lucky you.
That's gross.
That one's a 31 okay. After the meat slapping.
You still don't see him. But but you do
I'll meat
you
slap
do,
myself for nothing.
You do catch a whiff. No, you said earlier that you smelled him as he smelled familiar. Mm. So you catch that familiar scent once again.
Damn, candy canes.
And you follow it through to the dining car. And you catch him as he is leaving the dining car. And headed towards first class.
I'm going to message Kale and say,
Kale, He's coming into your car. Try to head him off. We need to talk to JJ.
You got it.
So JJ has entered the first class.
Hey, don't I recognize you?
Yes, we spoke like 11 hours ago.
No, that's not it.
We met on Malastair. I told you about Joltar. You guys took a bounty.
Shut up. I'm thinking about the last time we saw each other.
You were a pod racer there.
Now that tracks. I have pod raced. Oh. All right. I'll sign whatever you want. Who do I make it out to?
Carl, it's my son.
Okay. Spell that for me.
C.
Huh?
C.
Uh-huh.
A.
Oh, my God.
A.
Start over. Go back.
With an umlaut.
Okay. A with an ugnaut.
It draws like an ugnaut over it.
A.
This is going to take a while. I'm really bad at ugnauts.
R.
Uh-huh.
G.
What? Carl.
Fuck. Cargo.
The G is silent.
The G is silent.
Age?
28.
L?
Okay.
Another L. That one's silent as well.
I'm so sorry for your son.
Carl!
Hey. Sorry about your name.
It's a family name.
Yours truly. KLD.
Oh, hey, JJ. JJ, my dude. Hey,
you're not. Yeah, guess what? You're not there,
motherfucker.
Because you try to leave the dining cart, and they're like, "First class ticket, please."
Don't worry about it.
One.
Come on! Are you gonna get a force point back?
That's actually still a 24.
No.
All right, I'm gonna sit there and be like,
"Hold on, okay."
And then I'm gonna go pretend like I'm getting a drink, meditate for a second, get my powers back, and then go try it again.
I need to go there, and you're going to let me.
So that's a 17 plus 23, okay. So I'm good.
I still need to see your pass so I can scan it to open the door. I literally physically cannot let you through.
Is there some way that I can talk?
If you only tell him to turn around or invite him to get a drink at the dining car.
See, I was going to say he's not going to get a drink because he's on the clock, so I thought if I could talk him into, like, hey.
It's just snacks.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
I'm packish.
Wow. I don't know.
What?
I'm packish. I want the comida.
Well, the dining cart's
come
right
on, let me get
right
you
there.
Something.
You
could eat. You look like you eat.
I'm pretty hungry.
You are pretty hungry. And I tell you, come on. What? One for the road or the track.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a nightcap before going and laying down for the night.
There you go. Come on, buddy. Well, let's go talk about your baby naming conventions.
Okay. So he follows you into the dining car.
Chubrub's going to wait for Kale to sit down with JJ. And then while they're sitting there, I'm going to kind of like walk up and sit at the table like next to them, but not directly like at their table.
Okay. But so you do that, and JJ is like, "Hey, little one, you're with him. Why don't you come sit with us?"
So hey.
I mean, I was trying to be discreet, but all right.
So I stand up and I sit.
What's
there
to be discreet about?
Come hang out. I don't think everything is as secure as you think it is. I think there's someone's gonna. I
would have heard otherwise. With
Well, I got my own sources, and they're telling me that Central Car ain't.
Who are your sources?
You don't need to worry about it.
31.
31 to mind trick him?
Yeah.
I mean, it passes.
Yeah. But I'm going
to
say,
okay, you should probably get that statue and just, keep it on your person, maybe pass it off to one of us for safekeeping.
A 39.
Fucking Christ. Jesus. He's like, I'll do that after I buy my boy Kale D-Bag here a drink.
Oh,
that's
shit.
A great idea.
Have you tried the donkey kicking ball buster from... Frygieri?
Tried it.
It's delicious.
I was their first creation.
Yeah, apparently Frygieri like catered this whole train. Like it's part of like his whole thing. He made the menu and all that stuff exclusive to this line. So he orders you three donkey kicking ball busters.
Oh hell yeah. For a piece?
No. One for Chubbs, one for you, and one for himself.
Oh, Chubbrub just slams that shit.
Oh yeah, he slams it too.
I forgot.
Nightcap.
Nightcap.
That's what we scream.
Nightcap.
Yeah,
nightcap.
So he slams his back too, and he gets up, and you see him walk out back through the train. A couple of minutes pass. Mark, Sawbone, And Willy Row, please give me a perception check.
27.
35.
Okay.
God.
27.
Okay. All of you suddenly hear a screaming from outside the train as he's been thrown off the train by the security.
And JJ.
JJ.
Oh, well.
Jesus.
Well, I guess that plan isn't going to work.
You see, no, you see him as like he like roll is rolling by as because he was thrown out and he just hit the ground rolling. And you hear him like, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
wow.
Sounds like we're going to have to.
So I'm guessing he tried to get to it.
He tried to get to it. Security stepped in. He was determined to get to it, and they took action by removing him from the train.
Hey, guys, he just rolled by. That dude just rolled by.
Well, back to plan A.
So one down, 22 to go. So let's get the next guard and tell him the exact same thing.
We'll eliminate him one by one.
Yeah, we got 11 hours. I think we can do this.
Hey, Mark, meet me in the dining cart.
Gotcha. And I meet him in the dining cart.
Okay. And I give him my ticket.
Okay.
I'm going to swap tickets with him.
Okay. So you swap tickets with him in the dining car, and Mark Kenobi enters first class cart.
Whoa. Oh my god.
Where there's only 10 people and there are guards who do not recognize Mark Kenobi.
Hey everybody.
What are you doing here?
Oh, you know, got my ticket.
He snatches the ticket out of your hand. He's like, I know for a fact this isn't yours.
That's my ticket.
No, it's not.
And I mind trick him. And it's my that's my ticket. 27.
He looks at the ticket, and he looks at you, and he's like, could have sworn your head was taller. And he hands you the ticket back.
Okay.
So he lets you into the first class car.
And I guess, can I try to move up more?
Yeah, you can try to go to the next one, but there's another guard at the door.
I'm going to go to the next one.
And he's like, you don't belong here.
Yes, I do. The other guard just checked me.
Yeah, let me see the ticket. You are definitely not the Sarian that was just here.
And I give him the ticket, and I mind trick him. 32.
Youch.
I swear to God, it was a Sarian that was
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I know. Everyone says that.
Man.
I just got one of those faces.
Yeah.
I just got a really high forehead, you know?
All right. Well, have a good night, sir.
Okay. And I go to the next cart.
And that is the first class sleepers. A bunch of the doors and stuff are closed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can tell the lights are out inside. People are asleep because it is nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And you just continue on through.
Mm-hmm. Go to the next cart.
Now you're in the luggage cart, which again, it's just like shelving with everyone's luggage mm-hmm. and stuff. So there's a bunch of tags and you can see like on like these little screens underneath whose is whose and where they are on the ship. So it's separated that way. But at the end of the hallway, you can see there is another guard.
During this, before I get to the end of the hallway, I'm going to contact Willy and Chubbs. Chubbs should be making his way to the other security guard.
You'd have to swap.
You're going to have to swap tickets with Kale.
I do. And,
okay. So we can move over to his story now.
Because we're going to do the same thing. You get to the thing you walk through. Oh, wait, but what's that? There's no guards in here because there's no important person. So you get all the way through the luggage cart, and there, too, is a guard.
Sup, my dude?
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to go on through. Here's my ticket.
Nope, this is as far as you can go.
This is 100% my ticket.
Now, I believe you that it's your ticket. I didn't say it was your ticket. It's just this is as far as you can go.
Oh, well, I can certainly go in there.
Mind trick. 28.
Well, you can certainly go in here. And he steps out of the way.
When it works, it works.
No. So you are now in the security room. And right in front of you is another guard sitting behind a security terminal. And he looks up at you and he's like, the fuck?
Oh, I'm supposed to be here.
Mind trick. For a lot.
For a lot.
That's a 39.
That one doesn't work, actually. I'm just fucking. Oh,
God. What did you mind trick him?
I'm just maintenance. I'm here just check. There's some shorts and electrical cables. I'm just checking on all that, making sure everything's working out all right.
Okay, let me know if you need anything.
Can I get a Shasta?
A what?
A Shasta.
What's a Shasta?
It's a beverage, a tasty beverage.
There's a dining cart.
Well, if you wouldn't mind.
I do mind. I've got to stay here at the security panel.
Logic. He does that.
All right, fair point. Can't argue with that. So I just do whatever you gotta do, my dude.
Thanks.
I'm gonna move on through. All right, before I get in there, I'm gonna kind of like duck into an alcove and meditate for a second and get all my shit back.
Okay, so before you move on through, if you're just moving on through, that center room right there is security bunks. There are three security guards.
Kill them.
Sorry, there are two security guards.
Kill both.
They are both asleep. Murder. So if you're going to move through, just give me a stealth check.
33.
Yup. So you just move right through. You pass the sleeping guards. You come into the next room. There's another security terminal. It looks pretty similar to the one on the other side. And there is a guard sitting there at that security terminal as well.
Does he notice me, or is he just...
He's just sitting there. He's facing the other direction. He's facing the to the next car.
So can I, like... be stealthy and pretend like I'm working on things.
I was going to say, you could just back up into the room you stealthed in, or like stay in the doorway sort of thing. Like,
kind yeah, of, I can just hover.
All right, so we're going to jump back over to Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Just, you know, guarding.
Yeah.
Just being a guard.
Okay.
Just stopping people from going through where they're not supposed to be going.
Well, I'm supposed to go in there, so you got to let me.
No, you're not.
Yeah-huh.
21.
And he, too, steps aside and lets you through.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. I mean, they're nothing special. They're just yep. your basic run-of-the-mill guard.
All right, so you enter in, and there is a person sitting at a security terminal. Yo, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What are you?
Oh, name's Mark. Uh-huh. Go to handshake. How you doing?
Just leaves you hanging.
Oh, well, my name's Mark. I'm from the World Federation of Plumbers Association.
Oh.
Just here to check the pipes.
18.
Okay. I don't know what pipes you're looking for, but go on through.
I don't know what pipes you're going to look at.
We'll have fun.
Okay.
So you walk into a bunk room, mm-hmm. just like he did. Uh-huh. They are all empty.
Gee, that's good for me because I don't have a lot of stealth.
You are now in these like essentially the same spot he is on the other side of the ship.
Okay.
So there's that guy sitting there at his security terminal. Neither of them have noticed you.
Jump up.
Yo, what's up?
On a count of three at the same time.
Hold on, we gotta deal with the dudes first.
I know we mind twick 'em.
All right, simultaneous mind trick.
A three, two, one, mind twick.
And then I kind of like go. And when he turns around to look at me, I just wave my paw and go,
I know. Look, that JJ dude, we couldn't trust him. I'm like playing clothes. I'm here to check and make sure he didn't fuck with the computer system, all right?
That's a 26.
Okay. He's like, all right, take a look, I guess. And he kind of backs up.
Could you do me a favor and go get me a Shasta?
Sure. You know what? I'm feeling a little peckish, too.
Thanks, my dude.
Peckish.
And I do the same thing, except I word it like this. Hey, dude, gonna do things in here. You don't need to know what. Okay?
What'd you roll?
34.
Oh, okay. Yikes. And he's like, cool, so I'm just gonna go to sleep for a while? Just let me know when you're done with whatever you're doing. Okay, yeah, cool. And he goes, takes a nap, I guess. It's fucking mind trick.
Chop up.
Yeah.
I'm at the button.
All right, wait. I don't know why I'm whispering. My dude went and got me a Shasta. Yeah, I'm here.
My dude took a nap. I don't want to wake him up.
That's very polite of you. He certainly appreciates that.
Yeah. Even though there's a door between us.
He pressed the button.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Oh, Willie. What's up, my dude?
How you doing, Willie? Press the button.
Oh, hey, Tombone.
Hey, Tombone.
I don't really like Coach that much.
Just press the button.
Everything's really cramped in here.
God damn it. Press the button.
Okay. 3, 2.
Wait, are we going on 1 or are we going on 0?
Let's do 3, 2, 1, go.
So we go on go or on 3?
Go!
We count down from 3 to go.
So we go 3, 2, 1, go. And then hit the button or hit the button on go?
Hit on go.
So we're saying on go?
Oh my god.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1 on go.
And then go.
How many times have you pressed the button already?
Hopefully none.
19 times they said go.
You said go.
Okay. You ready to go?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1 on go. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1 on go.
Oh my god, that's the most ass backwards way I've
seen. Seriously. Oh, good lord.
You guys hear a boom.
Alright, it's done. Let's go in.
Go get it.
You guys walk into the next room. It is the vault-like room. There is a little tiny like hallway that's going to be about 5 feet wide. And in it, there's just like these like caged-off areas. And in it are a bunch of crates and obviously paintings and stuff that have been covered in some sort of like material to keep them safe. And when you guys walk in, there are guards on both, where both of you are. You guys walk right face to face to some guards.
How many on each one?
Right now, you guys just see the two.
All
right.
Well,
you want to go first or shall I?
I'll go first. What's up?
What the shit?
Well,
and he starts to pull his blaster out.
And I go, wait a minute. Your mother called. She wants you to call her back.
30. My mom's been dead for 30 years, but I guess I better go call her.
It's the only thing I can come up with, guys. I'm sorry.
Coming home. So he runs out. Chubber, up your side. What are you doing?
Hey, man. Look, you heard about what happened with JJ, right? I'm plain clothes. I'm security. Don't worry about it. Look, I'm here to make sure no one's trying to fuck with the stuff.
So much preamble for a mind trick.
Why don't you just go on down and get yourself a Shasta. You want a Shasta right now.
It's like a freaking, like, 40-something.
So fuck, I'm thirsty. And he leaves. So you guys enter the like kind of main little hallway area, mm-hmm. and you can see there are two turrets on the ceiling that are now just pointed down at the floor because they have been shut off. Underneath the turrets are two guards, and they are both kind of looking at each other and looking back at the hallway because they definitely heard you tell that guy that his mom called and him run off. And then they kind of heard the conversation. The guy's like, oh, I'm thirsty, and run off. So they're kind of like, what the fuck is happening?
It's a Shasta party.
What is happening?
In the
and so, yeah. So they see you guys like, what the fuck is going on?
I look at them and say, we need to know where the statue is, and you're going to show us and hand it off to us. 34.
It's not even fair. What is your check? What is your use the force?
His
check?
Is a plus 17.
Plus 17.
What's yours?
Plus 23.
Yeah, so even on a 1, y'all beat these dudes. Like, we don't even need to be rolling anymore.
But it's for fun, Brendan.
I mean, it's still fun if they just say their mind you're trick right. And it happens.
Well, at this point, you've mind tricked like everybody.
Everybody on the fucking drain.
They're all just getting shit.
They're all running by each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Mind trick. Tell the guy to go to Shasta.
Okay, so you mind tricked the one guy to help, and you sent the other guy to get a...
Yeah, same story.
To get a non-existing
code. I'm security. You need to go get a Shasta like right now. It's like a fucking emergency.
Okay. I honestly love how drawn out your fucking mind tricks are, because you could easily just be like, I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah.
That's handled. It. But you do this whole fucking story that
both
you can
talk to. So we pulled up here, and I know these are droids that we have, but they're not the same droids that you're looking for, that you were told to look
droids.
For.
Yes.
These are just different droids. I know they're the exact same color and everything, but they're not the same droids that you were looking for.
God, that would have been such a better scene.
Droids.
It would have made Obi-Wan about as incompetent as he actually
Star
was.
Star Wars was a comedy. That's how it would have gone.
So true.
So, what did you roll? It doesn't matter. So he, like pushes you aside to get to that drink.
Shasta.
Like, yeah, to get to the fucking food cart.
All right, quickly get out of there with.
All right,
statue.
So the one guard, he helps you kind of start sorting through all the stuff to find it. Thankfully, there are some screens and stuff kind of cataloging where things are on shelves.
We don't know what it looks like.
Yeah. Real quick, we're going to cut over to the other people on the ship. Everybody else, give me a perception check.
30.
12.
34.
So the two of you who are together right now, look at that. You guys are sitting near each other, if not right next to each other.
And as you guys are sitting there, you are able to see a handful of like speeder bikes and above them a small starfighter quickly approaching the train. And as they zip by, you two are able to spot and recognize a symbol painted onto all the speeders. It's the Blazing Claw. The train with its defenses down and the marshal gone, it's being attacked by pirates.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.